Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Overcoming Podcast. I'm Derek.
I'm Luis.
Go ahead, take it away, Luis.
All right. The topic of this week is the ongoing George Floyd trial and what we have picked from it, what we have learned so far, and what we anticipate to learn in the coming week or two.
Yeah, I think this is only like the second week.
Yes.
And they have like five.
Right.
Like 5 more weeks or so.
Yeah.
So what's your take on it?
My take is to relive what we thought were 8 minutes, 46 seconds are actually 9 minutes. 29 seconds, and having to relive that, it sucks. It didn't bring me to tears, but it came close to it. I mean, having to here is the individual's thoughts, having to hear the store clerk say that if he knew that someone was gonna die, he wouldn't have called it in. Having the store policy be if you take a fake bill, you have to put it out of your pocket. That policy, there's no wrong in that. But, I mean, you don't think about those things in the heat of the moment. I mean, you might just be trying to get people in and out, and It's all messed up situation. And I mean, seeing his family have to relive every moment, it was too much. It continues to be too much. And the, hold on, the trainer of the law enforcement was on the stand this morning, and he said he trains the law enforcement to do those types of moves, but what he did was officer Chauvin. shall sin to be excessive. And he was asked, do you think it was in excess? He said, yeah. For the trainer to tell you that what you did was too much, and for yesterday, the chief of your department come on the stand and say that what that officer did was way too much. Then, I mean, I think that's, I think that if they don't get a conviction this time, then hell might freeze over. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's been going on for so long, right?
Yeah.
He's not only the only one, right? Look at what happened to Breonna Taylor, right? Look at what happened to the case before that.
Right.
Right? So my perspective is, let's say that's a disabled person, right? And I think that it wouldn't change anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, if we could take it back to just recently, well, last summer, when the classmates, reporters went out there to cover the protest, and a person in a wheelchair was taken down by LAPD. I mean, what the hell did they think he was gonna do? You've obviously taken him out of his chair. So what harm can he do from the floor? But they didn't, not to give them any kind of excuses, but in my opinion, that's BS. It was then, it is now.
Yeah.
But it seems to be just par for the course. There, some cops think they're hot stuff and invincible, and most are law abiding themselves. and they don't think more of themselves just because they're in law enforcement.
One of our viewers said it is only being recorded now a days. This has been going on for so long, like you said. I think you said that, Luis. But the proof is all there. The cops who have testified have all said it was not needed to control the situation.
Yeah, they went way to a new extreme that they don't even need, that wasn't needed, and they're gonna keep as long as they have that, what did they, that immunity from the law being handed down to them. They could keep pumping their chest out, and they'll be free from any of the charges they would face had they have been any other person.
Yeah. The viewer said it's not what they were trying to do. The defense is trying to blame by standing saying they were causing destruction or a threat to the cops.
They yeah. True. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not only a racial thing, right? It's also a discrimination.
Yeah.
You know, the two things go together.
Yeah, I mean, this is Jim Crow 2.0. They just got new weapons to use against people of color. Against you, me, anyone in between.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
And
it's not changing.
No.
They're trying to change, but it's not changing.
Right. They're only trying to change it to further minimize what little help they get, what little help communities of color get. I mean, it doesn't stop at with George Floyd. Go back to the case of Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't.
No,
personally,
my hand.
Personally, I don't know anyone this has happened to. How about you?
Personally, no, but anyone I interact with, I tell them, just like I do in my sign-off. being sane, taking care.
Right.
Yeah. And get there safely.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. I mean, is if we don't change what's going on, right? It's not gonna change.
Right. I agree with that. I mean, let's take for example to turn the page.
Mm-hmm.
That holds Amazon unionizing in Alabama.
Okay.
They aren't gonna want that. They're gonna want people to keep making a ton of deliveries and peeing in bottles and going number two.
Mm-hmm.
Bags and keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to keep it moving. They think that the only thing they are concerned about is the $15 minimum wage. No.
Mm-mm.
There is a whole lot more than that. And there is somewhere in that union a need, a human need to feel not like a robot, but a damn human. And they have taken that out of everyone's situation.
Right. Wow. Yeah, it's gonna depends what happens with the case at the end. We'll see what changes will be made.
Yeah.
You know,
but I know that the NYPD had stopped offering that immunity to the officers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the well, I know that on another page, MLB, Coke, Delta Airlines, and many more have chosen to not do business in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sucks for the people who are gonna lose those jobs, but it's more a better opportunity mRNA.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's true.
I mean, right now, in the moment, if you might need to tighten up your belt buckle, but tomorrow you might let go of that belt and breathe easier. Because you're benefiting from your sacrifice.
Oh, okay, good. Any final thoughts before we head out?
I mean, this didn't start with the news team last summer. This isn't starting today. It didn't start with Emmett Till and Jim Crow. So the fight continue for the benefit of you and me and generations after us. So my on. You?
Yeah.
How about you? How about you, Derek?
So
Any final
true.
thoughts?
So
Okay.